Isaiah chapter 27. On that day the Lord will requite with his firm and large and strong sword Leviathan the fugitive serpent, and Leviathan the crooked serpent, and he will kill the monster in the sea. On that day sing to her of a delightful vineyard. I am the Lord who guards it. I water it from time to time. So that no one encroaches on it, I guard it night and day. I am not furious. Who would assign me to briars and thorns in war? I would march against them. I would set them on fire in one go. Or who would seize my stronghold? Let him make peace with me. Let it be peace that he makes with me. When they come, Jacob will strike root. Israel will flower and flourish, and the face of the world will be full of fruit. Has he attacked him like the attack of the one attacking him? Or has he been killed in a way like the killing of those killed by him? In moderation, when you sent them away, you disputed with them. He expelled them by means of his harsh wind on the day of the east wind. So by this means, Jacob's iniquity will be atoned for, and this is all the fruit of removing his sin, when he makes all the stones of the altar like chalk stones which are dashed to pieces. The phallic parks and the sun images shall not stand, for a fortified city will be forlorn, a dwelling place will be forsaken and abandoned like the desert. There the calf will graze, and there it will lie down and eat from its branches. When its harvest is dried up, they will be broken. Women will come to set it on fire, for it is not a people of understanding, which is why their Maker will not show them compassion, and he who formed them will not show them mercy. And it will come to pass on that day that the Lord will thresh you out from the rising of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gleaned up one by one, you sons of Israel. And it will come to pass on that day that the great ram's horn will be sounded, and those who were about to perish in the land of Assyria will come, as will those driven out in the land of Egypt, and they will worship the Lord in the holy mountain in Jerusalem.